AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is releasing more detailed inventory of items that were seized during the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last month. It shows the extent to which newspapers, magazines, and other items were commingled among documents that investigators say were marked as classified, including at the top secret level. The government says the number of jobs added in August dropped compared to July to 315,000. The unemployment rate rose last month after reaching a five-century low. On Wall Street, stocks are higher.
It's a reason for investors to breathe a sigh of relief.
Chief investment strategist Sam Stovall at CFRA Research says based on this, the Federal Reserve is less likely to go big on the next interest rate hike.
Even though the expected number was about 300,000, investors remembered that they were surprised last month was a much stronger reading. And again, they were concerned that this would be stronger as well, giving the Fed additional reason to tighten aggressively when they meet again later this month.
Job openings remain high and the pace of layoffs low. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says FEMA Administrator Dena Criswell will be in Jackson, Mississippi to assess the drinking water crisis there.
As you know, the president took immediate action to approve the governor's emergency declaration request and directed his team to surge assistance to Mississippi as soon as he got the declaration.
Residents in Jackson have long struggled with a faulty water system that frequently requires them to boil water before using it. They were already under a boil water order before flooding from the Pearl River exacerbated long-standing problems this week. Police say a five-year-old boy has died 5 days after being seriously injured in a drive-by shooting on Chicago's north side. No arrests have been made in Chicago. This is AP News. A White House tradition will be revived next week. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Michelle and Barack Obama will be back for the unveiling of their official portraits.
It hasn't happened in a decade.
You will now be able to gaze at this portrait and ask, what would George do?
Since George W. Bush noted his portrait gave the White House collection nice symmetry.
It now starts and ends with a George W.
8 years earlier.
It's a great pleasure to honor number 42.
Bush 43 greeted the man who beat Bush 41.
Bill Clinton loved the job of the presidency.
Mr. President, I had mixed feelings coming here today.
We may have our differences politically. But the presidency transcends those differences.
Recent tradition has held that the current president hosts his immediate predecessor for the unveiling. It did not happen under Donald Trump, and instead, President Biden will host the Obamas next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.